You have a choice, I said, hoping that some fraternal bond, some vestige of reason still existed in my brother. It would be buried deep, but I could unearth it. He turned his gaze on me, so lost, so bereft of hope. Kurz was a mangy hound that had been kicked too many times.
Don't you see, Vulcan? There are no choices. It is determined for us, my fate and yours. So I make the only choice I can. Anarchy and terror.
I saw it then, what had broken inside my brother. His tactics, his erratic moods, were all caused by this flaw. It had led him to destroy his home world. I recalled the sight of Nostromo, hurtling across the void as it was ripped apart by Kurz's orbital bombardment. Dawn had seen the madness lurking within him. I suppose I had known it was there too, back on Karatan. "Let me help you, Conrad," I began. Pale like alabaster, eyes dark like chips of jet with about as much warmth, Kurz's face changed. As the thin viper's smile crawled over his lips, I knew I had lost him, and my chance of appealing to what humanity still remained.
"You would like that, I think. A chance to prove your nobility. Vulcan, champion of the common man, most grounded of us all. But you're not on the ground, are you, brother? You are far from your beloved Earth. Is it colder here with me in the dark?"
he asked bitterly.
"You are no better than me, Vulcan. You're a killer just the same. Remember Karatan,"
he goaded. I remembered, and lowered my head at the memory of what I had done, what I nearly did.
"You weren't yourself, brother,"
hissed Ferus, his graveyard breath whistling through skeletal cheeks.
"You had a backbone."
Kurz seemed not to notice. "Our father's gifts are wasted on you," he said. "Eternal life, and what will you do with it? Till a field, raise a crop, build a forge to make ploughshares and hoes.
Vulcan the farmer, you sicken me. Gilliman is dull, but at least he has ambition. At least he had an empire."
"Had?"
"Oh," Kurz smiled. "You don't know, do you?"
"What has happened to Ultramar?"
"It doesn't matter. You'll never see it."
I suddenly feared for Robute and all my loyal brothers that fell beneath Kurz's notice. If he had done this to me, then what could he have done to one or more of them? "Nemator," I said, as parts of my most recent ordeal came back to me, including the appearance of a son I had thought dead.
"Was he real?"
Kurz suggested, grinning. "Did you kill him?" I pressed.
"You're dying to know that, aren't you, brother?"
He held up his hand.
"Sorry, poor choice of words. You'll see him again before the end."
"So this will end, then?"
"One way or another, Vulcan. Yes, I sincerely hope it will end."
He left me then, backing off into the shadows. I watched him all the way to the cell door. As it was opened, I saw the slightest shaft of light and wondered how deep my prison went. I also half caught a hurried conversation and got the sense of a commotion outside. Though I didn't hear his muttered words, Kurz seemed irritated in his curt responses. Booted footsteps moved quickly, hammering the deck, before they were cut off by the cell door shutting. Lume globes burning in the alcoves in the flanking walls died. Darkness returned, and with it the faint mocking laughter of my dead brother.
"Shut up, Ferris," I said.
but it only made him laugh louder.